Man does not recognize the warnings from the Eternal Father. There shall be great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquakes, and great loss of life. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Book of Jonas in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, quote, "And the word of the Lord came to Jonas the second time, saying, Arise and go into Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it the preaching that I bid thee. And Jonas arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was a great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonas began to enter into the city 1 day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. And the men of Nineveh believed in God, and they proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least. And the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose out of his throne, and cast away his robe from him, and was clothed in sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published in Nineveh for the mouth of the king and his prince, saying, Let neither man nor beast, oxen or sheep, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. And let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth, and cry out to the Lord with all their strength. And let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the iniquity that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and forgive, and will turn away from his fierce anger, and we shall not perish? And God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way, and God had mercy with regard to the evil which he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1st, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Archangel Saint Michael.
My child and my children, your world is heading for a great catastrophe. Earthquakes will increase. Floods will increase. There will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout the world as calamity upon calamity befalls mankind. And why? Because you do not listen to the Queen of Heaven, who has come to you as a Queen of Peace to bring the world back from the cataclysm it is facing. I give you now, my children, the Queen of Peace, for I shall back away and open the heavens and bring forth to you your mother, who has been awaiting this moment with you. Look up, my child, and tell what you see. Now Michael is pointing up high into the sky, and I see what appears to be a comet. There's a large comet. It has colorings of red and white, and yellow, and the tail behind it is streaming red and yellow and white and smoke. Now I see a huge hand, a human-like looking hand, being raised now. And as it is raised like that, it holds back the comet. Now Michael has now placed his face over and obliterated the sky. And he is now touching his first finger to his lips. My child, listen and repeat after me. The Queen of Heaven shall give you a history that must be written down and recorded for all mankind. Now Michael is beginning to, I can't explain it. He seems to be fading out almost like a smoky figure fading out. And he's touching his lips. No, my child, I am not fading out. I am only going to place myself so the glory of all and the attention of all shall be given to the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Now he's pointing up. He still has the balance in his left hand, and he's pointing up high into the sky. Now the sky is opening up, and it's beautiful. It is like a clear day in spring, or the clearest day of fall, neither hot nor cold. I feel that it's one of the most beautiful days I have ever seen. Now coming through this great light that has no human words to explain. It's like going through a tunnel and then looking at a light that is so bright that it comes over you like an emotion, an emotion of peace and joy so great that were I just a mere mortal without heaven guiding me, I am certain I should pass on from the glory of that beautiful light. Now, through the light, Our Lady is coming forward. She is dressed beautifully in her whole Fatima habit. I've always called it her Fatima habit when she wears the Fatima crown upon her head. Our Lady has the Fatima crown, and she also has under it her mantle, the beautiful white mantle with the golden edging. The edging is so fantastically golden that I'm sure it must be spun gold, pure spun gold. Our Lady has on her a beautiful gown that comes high up upon her neck. And it is also lined with a border of, I would say, about a half an inch of gold about her neck. And Our Lady's gown is white, pure white. Now, Our Lady has a belting, a gold corded belting now, which cinches in sort of her gown. And Our Lady is taking from her gown her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that are cascading in the light and assuming all the colors of the rainbow. Our Lady now is extending out her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now has turned to her right, which is our left, and she's going slowly over across the sky. She has a very slight smile on her face. It's a smile that covers so much to explain. It has neither full gaiety nor full sorrow. It's a smile of tenderness, of love, of compassion, but also of great sorrow, as her eyes and her heart knows the future of mankind. Our Lady is extending out now her rosary, the golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, St. Michael mentioned that the floods will increase and the earthquakes will increase. On September 6, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "Man does not recognize the warnings coming from the Eternal Father. There shall be great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquakes, and great loss of life. Pray that this disturbance does not come close to your families. Many children shall die," unquote. On July 15, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "There will be a great devastation among you. You do not recognize the hand of your God. How many disturbances of nature shall we send upon you before the cataclysm?" Unquote. Look at the freezing weather, the floods, the tornadoes. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of the chaotic economic, geologic, political, environmental climate. That is why the book, Making the Best of Basics, was written. This book covers the basics plus more. The four basics are for survival, are food, water, medical, and shelter. This is how to book addresses all of these needs in simple instructions. It has worksheets to determine which items are needed and how much to store for your family. Most important of all, it has yellow pages where you can purchase all these items. Learn how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store, how long it will last. Learn how to recreate the most basic household items naturally. I urge each and every listener to prepare now, not later, not when it's convenient, but to do so now. Don't delay anymore. Get your spiritual relationship right with God, and then your preparation for emergencies and natural disasters. Store water, food, and other supplies for emergencies. This one is one book of a kind, Making the Best of Basics. It's available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be ready 6 months too early than one day too late. Making the Best of Basics book costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, or call 616-698-6448. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. We also ask everyone to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Now on the Internet, we have the actual original audio recordings of many of the messages as received from Jesus and Mary. We also have prophecy reports on current events, floods, earthquakes, UFOs, a newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. Tell your friends and family about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating word for word the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
While we speak of agents of hell, my child, I also wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, my child and my children, they are agents of hell in transport. Now you may ask, why must they be transported if they are spirits? Ah, my child, this you may not understand. These are not ordinary spirits. These are the demons from hell, Satan's cohorts, and Satan himself. He is also on one of the transports. There is a reason they must use the transports. I will not go into it at this time, for I am sure it would befog the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready for it. They must find out something for themselves, my child, before we will help them to the ending of this great sorrow upon earth. Anything that results in murder and death is sorrow upon earth, my child, just as the great wars that are prevailing. Look over, my child, to your left. Yes, that is true. You are looking at Africa now, my child, another map. And what do you see, my child? I see old flames. And I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up. And babies with their bones sticking out of their skin. And who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. My child, and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation, because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children, on one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money. I know this makes you affrighted, my child, that there is so little value for life. But did not I tell you many years ago that if they started to murder the unborn, they will murder the living, even the adults. They may murder the children, but then they will also murder the elderly.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, I have it, my first testimony. It's from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses, I wish to express our deep gratitude that is my son and his wife prayed real hard to Our Lady of the Roses for him to find a job. They are the parents of three boys. Our Lady of the Roses answered our prayers, and he has a fine job now, and no one has to move, and the three boys can still go to the same school. And that's the end of that. Now, I have another one here. This is from a young man from Los Angeles. He said he saw the ad in the Los Angeles Times advertising the Bayside Messages. So he wrote away for the literature. And they sent him the literature and also a rose petal, which he immediately put in his wallet. Now, he had been ill for 14 months. His eyes suffered severe burning like hot coals. Soon after, he put the rose petal into his wallet. He woke up the next morning completely cured. Now, the doctors had really been unable to do anything to relieve his suffering. Also, he had to undergo surgery on both his knees, which were like swollen up like basketballs. And during this trial, he smelled an unexplainable sweet odor of flowers which comforted him much, as if the Blessed Mother was near by his side during the whole surgery. Being Episcopalian, brought up with very anti-Catholic sentiments, suddenly found all his prejudice vanishing after reading the Bayside messages, and he decided he became a Catholic. As he said, our Lord in the Bible states that every tree is known by its fruits, and for him Bayside has shown nothing but good fruits. That's the end of that testimony. Now I have one here from Scotland. To Our Lady of the Roses, I received all your messages and rose petals. Thanks very much. I feel I have been cured. What I would say, helped, cured and helped. I had the worst pain anyone could imagine for bladder. I had dreadful bladder trouble. Rather than go to the doctor, I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses and used the wonderful rose petal. Now I feel much better. I can get around now, and before I had no confidence to go anywhere. I feel so wonderful, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. And I will send her messages all over, and that is signed. Then I have another party here from Rochester, New York. To Our Lady's workers, my husband and myself went to Bayside. The shrine was just beautiful. We saw a rosary turn to gold on the bus, and Jesus answered our prayers for me at the vigil site. My husband, for several months, was ill with diarrhea. He took some cancer slide tests, and they came out positive. After going to Bayside, he was totally cured. He went to the doctor, and the doctor, he could not get over it. Before going to Bayside, his blood was very low, and he was anemic and losing blood from the rectum. Now he is fine. I am so grateful to our Lord and our Lady. We pray the rosary now daily now, and we have many graces, and our faith has been strengthened, and we have peace of mind. It sure is a great joy to know we were to make atonement at Bayside. I am very grateful and hope to go there many times, and that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson, and thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.